This is KUT. This week, the Federal Emergency Management Agency held an open house in San Marcos to answer questions about its newly released flood maps, which revise estimates of where flood risks in the area will be the highest. KUT's Jasmine Garst was there.
The new maps show significant increase in flood risk in the Wimberley area and varying levels in San Marcos. These areas are still rebuilding after floods over Memorial Day weekend brought down houses, trees, and took more than a dozen lives. FEMA officials say the new flood maps are only for people rebuilding, to see how high they should rebuild their homes to escape future floods. Diane Howe is the FEMA program specialist in the region.
This map does not affect your insurance rates. This is a map that's just for recovery efforts. So in other words, if you're rebuilding right now, we suggest that you look to this map for elevations if you're able to elevate your home.
So insurance rates won't go up. Yet.
The next map, which is the preliminary flood insurance rate, will be issued in about a year, and that's the one that once it becomes effective, which it takes about 2 years for that to happen, if that's the map that your insurance will be rated on at that point.
I'm more concerned with the agencies that are trying to rebuild homes being discouraged by the elevation issue.
That's Shannon Cronin. She leads the St. Bernard Project in Texas. Following the Memorial Day flooding, she's been helping with the rebuilding efforts in San Marcos. She says the maps are not user-friendly, but her biggest concern is...
What happens is people will be discouraged from trying to rebuild their homes because they need to elevate rather than trying to rebuild their home, get back in, and then elevate at another point.
The maps are available for viewing online at riskmap6.com. Jasmine Garst, KUT News.